With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Oh, I love this one. Did you get the one I sent you? The college dropout refuses to leave her dorm room?
Yes.
It's great. It's great.
Just refuses and nobody's doing anything about it?
It makes you hate people. It really does. So,
well, okay. Why won't she? Well, she dropped out of college.
So she doesn't want to leave. She hasn't paid anything since 2016, but she refuses to leave her dorm room. All right.
They let her stay that long?
Hunter College. I guess it's somewhere in New York City. I don't even know. They're waging a court battle to evict a stubborn student who refuses to leave her dorm room 2 years after dropping out. Her name is Lisa Palmer. She's from Delaware. She hasn't paid rent since 2016. Whoa. Refuses to leave room E579 at the school's co-ed dormitory, according to an eviction notice. The 32-year-old...
32?
32-year-old... has racked up a staggering $94,000 in unpaid residence hall charges on account of her continued occupancy, all the while ignoring Hunter College's service to get her out.
Why don't they just clear her out?
She won't leave.
But she sits in there 24/7?
I guess she's got squatters. Listen.
No, she doesn't have squatters, right? It's just like an eviction notice.
Just
like,
throw her out.
Right.
But for whatever reason, it's in courts.
You open the door with a master key. The sheriff's with you, and you remove her belongings to outside the dorm on the grounds.
I'm just guessing. If they could do that, they would have done it.
Yeah, you have to have, like, a court date to have for her to say her side, and right? It's got to go through court.
And they haven't done that since 2016. I'm surprised.
Last fall, a Hunter attorney continued the battle to get rid of Palmer, sending her an eviction notice that said in boldface type, 30-day notice of termination. You are required to vacate. This was as of October 31st, 2017 at 12 noon. She didn't leave. She refused to budge.
Wait,
listen to this. Quote, I plan on fighting the lawsuit, and while I fight it, I'm going to stay.
Oh, jeez.
Palmer told the Post from her messy 100-square-foot single, which is adorned with a lava lamp, dream catcher, and piles of dirty dishes.
100 square feet.
She's still a college student.
She's not, but she's not going to classes.
No, I'm just saying that's how they live.
Though school officials say Palmer dropped out, she insists that Hunter refused to let her register for fall 2016 classes after she disputed her housing and tuition bill. Quote, I felt like it was a miscommunication initially, but after I met with the dean, I felt they were starting to treat me unfairly. It was like, get out. So I'm not leaving. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
Because you felt like they treated you unfairly, so you're not leaving?
Right.
Is it just been like rescheduled and rescheduled court date-wise? Because if they have that paper that says you have 30 days, and that was in 2017... Then they technically can just get her out of there because they have the paperwork.
It's a college. There's no rules. They're just trying to be nice. Don't trigger anybody.
Only full-time students who maintain a minimum grade point average and keep current on their room and board fees can stay in the dorms.
Right.
Obviously, that's wrong because she's been there for 2 years.
100 square feet. That's a tiny living
Palmer.
Space.
Who first enrolled in Hunter in 2010 after a stint at St. John's University, said dorm life is, quote, really lonely for someone in their 30s. So get out. I feel very isolated, she said.
Of course
then stop trying to make a point. You're lying and you're living in a place for nothing.
It's because she's 32 and she's hanging in a place where everybody's a generation behind her. That's why she's lonely. She's with the wrong group of people. 24/7 because she won't leave. The weird thing I'm thinking of is, when they have breaks, they kick everybody out of the dorms. How does she not have to leave? When I had a winter break one time and I had to stay by my job working in radio, I had to leave my regular dorm room and go live in someone else's in the specific area where they only had a few floors open for the people who
you
had to stay from Jamaica and all these other places who couldn't go home and me.
I'm going
to
tell you why. Because you didn't have the balls to say no.
I guess so. I'm staying.
She's like, y'all can suck it. I'm not going nowhere.
So she hasn't paid rent since 2016.
And then there's
that. That's the dream, dude. That is the dream.
She's drummed up $94,000. I don't know what the hell they would charge her a month.
She's never going to pay that back, so why are they even bothering?
But think about...
That's what's going to happen, you're right. They're never going to get that $94K from her.
I mean, they might get a small little tiny sliver of it somehow, but they're not going to get all of it ever.
I think at this point they just want her out.
Right. She's been in there so long, she's got enough leverage to say when she finally leaves, well, I don't owe you anything. And they'll be like, all right, fine. And she'll save 94 grand.
You think so? I don't know.
I think so.
I think they might be so pissed off they might go after her.
But they can't. But they'll garnish her wages forever, but they're still only going to get like a tiny little amount of that. That's a lot of money.
My question is what is she doing? She's not a student.
Right.
So what is she going to work every day and then coming home to her residence hall? Like, what is she doing? It does not say.
How scary is that? When you come home, just your stuff could be out there. You just every time then you come home, you're like, yes, my stuff is still here.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It doesn't sound like they're trying very hard to evict her. It really doesn't. It's so easy. They, you know, all the janitor guys have like master keys. School has a master key. How do they not have her out of there?
And she can't have a lot of stuff if it's 100 square feet.
I sent you the link. Take a look at that dorm room.
And she owes all that money. So can't they just like, you know, if I get a storage unit somewhere and I don't pay the money, they lock it up. So
right.
That I can't get access
to it. That's a good
point.
Change the lock
and
lock it.
So she's owing all this. It's not like she's paying, paying. And it's like, well, she's still paying. And we can't kick her out.
Right. But it could be in the world that we live in, and the sensitivity and all the other stuff. Yes. They don't want the press of throwing a student out because no matter what.
Former student.
No matter what.
She didn't pay, though. Good.
It's also a minority student. You don't want to take that. They probably don't want to take the PR hit.
But she
didn't.
Former
student
pay.
Who's not paying anything.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Listen, for you and I, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
Is it a bad PR hit if you...
I don't know.
Just saying, you know, listen, she hasn't paid since 2016. Who can get away with not paying rent for 2 years?
I can think of... I can't think of any other reason other than not wanting the PR hit that would be going on.
She needs to tidy up.
Right? It's a dump.
A little bit of a... I get that it's a small space, but she could make it cleaner than that. Like, that's...
Right. But do you remember college when there were multiple people in a room, though? Everybody had their own pile of laundry on the floor. There were wet towels just hanging over the closet door. I mean, oh, my God,
listen,
we were slobs.
This is a note to anybody who's about to go off to a school that has an ice hockey team.
Ooh.
If your roommate plays ice hockey...
Or any hockey.
Even 8-year-old, 7-year-old hockey.
Oh, my God.
Hockey equipment is the worst smelling thing
ever.
Ever. And those who play it, they don't smell it.
Yeah. It's like death. The coroner doesn't smell it after a while. Hockey players don't. They don't. After a while, they're immune to it. It is horrific.
Where do you keep your son's stuff, Brett? In the trunk of the car?
Not far away enough.
You can't keep him in the trunk. Like a canine dog might come up and they might pop it open to see if there's a body in there. You could never do it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we'll keep it by the front door. But, trying to keep it. It doesn't matter.
The smell
sticks with you, too.
Do you take that stuff out of the bag and air it out, like, on your balcony of your co-op or anything like that?
Once in a while, but we have the spray. They make a spray now for it where it gets rid of or at least lessens
the
awful stench.
Do they make a spray specifically for hockey equipment? That's a step.
It's like a Febreze?
Yeah.
Only for hockey.
It's got a light smell to it, but it gets rid of the funk.
Febreze,
so bad. Yeah, sweaty leather. In pro hockey, they have actual coils, and between the second and third period, they have this box that travels in like road equipment for a rock band. They take the top off, and it's these coils that stick out of the box, and you stick a glove on each coil, and it's heated to try to dry the gloves. When they are drying them, it is death. It is a horrible smell.
That's funny.
Like 30 gloves of professional men who sweat in those gloves for two periods already, and they're trying... It's like, it'll gag you. It's so, people come in who've never smelled it before. What awful smell. All it is hockey equipment. That's all it is.
At the place where my son plays hockey, they have older, leagues too. And sometimes they'll have those big, giant, industrial-sized fans drying off, like, goalie equipment and that kind of stuff. And just that stench. Oh, my God. While, the big giant fan blowing around this set while it's trying to dry the clothes.
It's honestly one of the worst smells I've ever smelled in my life, honestly.
That's how you get this chick out of the dorm room. You put a big old fan and your son hockey equipment in that room. Chick is out of there fast.
Maybe that's why the throwing up teacher was throwing up in school.
Oh, it could have been.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Was that true? Was it the seventh grade hockey team?
Oh, my God. I remember. Yeah.
Was it? That's just horrible.
Yes. Yeah, like, I remember the smell never leaves you. It just...
Oh. Was your hockey, Georgia school hockey team? Did they have a nickname for the team?
I don't remember. I just remember all the...
Weren't they called the Hawks?
One second, JP. Hockey equipment just everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Just the smell, it was so intense.
Well, gagging school teacher.
The only thing that didn't smell was the pucks.
Solid rubber. I guess they wouldn't absorb any smell, really.
It's mostly on the ice anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it doesn't really smell too bad.
Okay. All right, thanks for joining us.
What was that team? Was it named after the Chicago NHL team? Was that the nickname?
The Indian one?
What was the name of your team?
The Blackhawks!
Oh my goodness. Wow, that's quite a...
Oh my God.
I had a feeling that was the name of the team. Oh.
My favorite player of the, my favorite Blackhawk player ever.
Yeah. Oh.
Marion Hoss. And I like Patrick Kane, too.
That's very nice. Well, thank you, ma'am, for being here and in between illnesses.
Guys, just be careful with these memories, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, I'm just trying to live in peace. Just trying to live, you know, I don't want to be, you know, these memories. It's just so wrong.
I love when you can feel him searching for the word.
Her, JP, her.
I'm searching for anything.
I gotcha.
You've never been what I've been through.
That's true. That's true. Well, it's always nice of you to visit us.
You're a nice, clean sock. Sock!
All right, well, bye-bye
soccer
now. It's nice
players.
To see you.
Bye-bye now.
You don't have to deal with the hockey.
You want to say goodbye to Deanna? Say goodbye if you'd like. Say goodbye.
Take care, everybody.
Well, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone.
Goodbye!
Damn it, not fast enough.
Goodbye!
Well, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Reroll Radio. We'll be right back.
Goodbye! Is that Bone?
On 102.5 The Bone.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.